With 200 people willing to brave the icy waters of Ramsey Lake on March 7, the Polar Plunge was the largest in the 14-year history of the event in Sudbury, hosted by Greater Sudbury Police in support of the Special Olympics Ontario. Mary Wilson, 70, jumped into a freezing Ramsey Lake to raise money for Special Olympics Ontario, but also to check an item off her bucket list. Jenny LaMoth. And though there were more than a few gasps as the jumpers hit the water with grace and style, either on purpose or by accident, the cheers from the crowd of hundreds was more than enough to warm them. That, and the two saunas that were nearby. Students from Cambrian College's pre-service firefighter program make the leap into Ramsey Lake on March 8 for the GSPS Polar Plunge. Jenny LaMoth, surpassing the GSPS's goal of $35,000 to reach $38,680, the funds raised will support programming and events for 23,000 Special Olympics athletes across the province. Students from Cambrian College's pre-service firefighter program make the leap into Ramsey Lake on March 8 for the GSPS Polar Plunge. Jenny LaMoth. Across the province thus far, Polar Plunge events have raised more than $700,000, with more events to come. They are on track to surpass last year's total of $1 million. Whether in a costume or a bathing suit, Polar Plungers in Sudbury raised $38,680 for Special Olympics Ontario. Jenny LaMoth. And though there were a few repeat customers when it came to jumping into the ice-covered lake, it was the first time for GSPS Chief Sarah Cunningham, who took over for Chief Paul Peterson in November. She told Sudbury.com at the launch of the event in January, "It's funny, because years ago, I said to former Chief Peterson when I became the deputy, a couple of things I won't do, and one of them is to jump in freezing cold water. But here I am, and it's all for a great cause." By yesterday's final countdown, Cunningham told Sudbury.com she was feeling great. "I've been up mentally preparing. Okay, so it's very early this morning," she said with a laugh. "But as soon as I came down here, the energy is amazing, the community is here supporting the Special Olympics, and that's why I'm here, for a great cause." Cunningham made the leap in her uniform, but noted her pink water shoes in time for International Women's Day, which falls on March 8. About to hit the icy lake in her first ever polar plunge, GSPS Chief proudly wore her pink water shoes in honor of International Women's Day. Jenny LaMoth. Michael Stephen, on the other hand, was jumping in a Santa suit. He decided he was going to jump for his son, who has autism, and for all children who need support. He is also jumping because his grandmother and his wife signed him up without his knowledge. "We jumped into Lake Huron in September of last year, and it was so cold, I guess she thought, we should sign him up for a polar plunge." Stevens showed off with a cannonball into the water. Michael Stevens was jumping in a Santa suit for his son, who has autism, and for all children who need support. Jenny LaMoth. In total, 764 donors contributed to the event's fundraising. You can find more information about the event and the Special Olympics Ontario here.